streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The latest on a developing story out of Baltimore County, Maryland, where firefighters responding to a car fire find multiple gunshot victims. At least 9 people have been shot and 1 is reported dead. Baltimore County police say it appeared that this is an isolated incident and a targeted shooting. New York prosecutors file additional charges against the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Luigi Mangione is now charged with first and second degree murder, including 1 count of murder in the second degree as an act of terrorism. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Well, they need to prove that he intended to create terror and to terrorize the citizens of New York. So it wasn't just targeting Brian Thompson, but with that act, creating fear and chaos.
Rex Huerman, accused in a string of deaths on Long Island, New York, known as the Gilgo Beach killings, is now charged in the murder of a 7th woman, Valerie Mack. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney.
We have mitochondrial DNA from a hair that was found on the body of Valerie Mack, which was portion of the body of Valerie Mack, which was found off of Mill Road.
Huerman says he's not guilty. With a deadline of Friday midnight, the House is moving on a bill that will keep government funded into mid-March while avoiding a shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson.
Again, we're not doing all the approach bills. We're doing a CR to patch us into the first quarter of next year so that we can put our fingerprints on what those final spending bills are. And we're looking forward to doing that.
The bill includes more than $100 billion for disaster relief. When President-elect Donald Trump takes office, many journalists anticipate a hostile climate toward them and their work.
The lawsuits could be just the beginning, says former CNN bureau chief Frank Sesno.
The ABC pays off $15 million and the Des Moines Register is sued because there's a poll that somebody didn't like.
As for what he sees the next 4 years,
it's an intimidation effect and it's a chilling effect that is going to lead to some serious, deep hesitation. And this will mostly come from legal counsels and others, not the journalists. Journalists are going to say, let's just do the story.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A top Russian general is killed by a bomb outside his Moscow apartment building. Ukraine claiming responsibility. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The slushy Moscow street outside the apartment building is cordoned off. At first, we just thought it was cement being mixed nearby. This woman says it was very scary. Just yesterday, Ukraine had filed war crimes charges in absentia against General Igor Kirillov, the head of Russia's nuclear and chemical weapons division. The U.S. was among the nations accusing him of deploying banned chemical weapons in Ukraine. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This is CBS News.
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their 2 quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers, with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night, head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man, and we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season 2. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters, theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries or brief snow showers this evening, cloudy tonight, low mid-20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the upper 20s. Then snow showers late tomorrow night and a Thursday with accumulations. Breezy as well. Currently it's 26.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, stops in for a hump day edition. And we'll see, maybe Luke Mathers and Trigny Olsen as well. It's a potpourri. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Want to bring you some breaking news. The press conference with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg related to the indictment of Luigi Mangione for the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson just concluded moments ago. I wanted to share with you some of which I was able to glean from that press conference. First and foremost, there is an array of charges that Mr. Mangione has been indicted on, including gun charges. He's got one count of first degree murder, two counts of second degree murder, as well as a terrorism charge. What stood out to me during the press conference was that DA Alvin Bragg repeatedly referred to this as terrorism under New York statute. Terrorism is defined that one of the elements is that the crime was committed with the intent to intimidate or coerce a person's or the public as to a matter of public policy. Coerce or persuade, intimidate a person or the public on a matter of public policy to instill fear. Again, DA Alvin Bragg repeatedly referring to this as terrorism. He also took care to admonish us to remember Mr. Thompson and his family. And one of the things as an attorney, as your lawyer, not giving legal advice, but your lawyer that is here on the air with you, and an economist, what I can tell you about this large array of charges, including these gun charges, is that it will provide the jury with an array of options when they eventually begin their deliberations. This is often utilized as a tactic by prosecutors if they are concerned that a jury may not be convinced of the top charge or charges. Oftentimes, these are called lesser included offenses whose elements would be met. Some of the elements would be met, and they are a subset of the elements that would be needed for the top charge, a lesser included offense. Again, Luigi Mangione being charged, he's indicted. First count, top count, one count of first degree murder, two counts, second degree murder, an array of gun charges, a terrorism charge. This from the press conference just concluding moments ago with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The magazines, Mr. Bragg described that Mr. Mangione was arrested with magazine enhancing rounds so that there'd be more than 10 rounds in each magazine. The gun was a 9mm ghost gun, which itself generates a charge. He also reviewed where Mr. Mangione went on the day of the shooting. Widely reported that he got on an e-bike after the shooting, which was in Midtown, proceeded up to West 178th Street, where he took a taxi. They went through those details. And here was another phrase the district attorney used during the press conference, that this was a killing, a quote, killing intended to invoke terror, intended to invoke terror, end quote. That is the breaking news this hour on the Luigi Mangione murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. At this point, I think it would be appropriate for us to now turn to and revisit the Abundant Life Christian School fatal shooting, which occurred yesterday just outside of Madison. Let's start with these facts. First of all, folks, just so that if this is new information to you, I apologize for breaking it. But again, reviewing of the facts, three people dead after this shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison, including the shooter, now identified as a 15-year-old girl. The reports from the press conference that concluded just before we got on air at 2 p.m. indicated that they do not know. They do not know what the motive may have been for this killing. They are looking into a manifesto. They are trying to trace the gun. We yet don't know where this teenage shooter got the gun from. But again, a 15-year-old female student was the shooter at Abundant Life Christian School yesterday in Madison. This evening at the Capitol in Madison, there will be a vigil that begins at 6 p.m. I wanted to share that information with all of you. And I also wanted to share this, that the United Way of Dane County has now started a fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community. They issued a statement announcing the fundraiser. It reads as follows: our hearts go out to every student, family, and educator who's been affected by this act of violence. While our collective reality is forever changed, United Way of Dane County stands ready to help our community recover. 100% of the money will go toward the Abundant Life Christian School community. To learn more or donate, you can go to UnitedWayDaneCounty.org. That's United Way Dane County, all one word, UnitedWayDaneCounty.org, to find out more or to donate. Again, 100% of those proceeds going to the Abundant Life Christian School community. Of course, this is bringing up a lot of questions about the use of guns, the prevalence of guns, the incredible amounts of gun violence that we see here in our country every year. A number of guns that exceeds, on a per capita basis, absolute basis, I don't care how you measure it, that exceeds any other comparable Western democracy, and a corresponding amount of gun violence that exceeds any other westernized democracy. By the way, for those of you listening, I just got a couple of comments on the text line about the selection of the song Pumped Up Kicks. I know that it is about a school shooter. That's why we played it. The poppy beat is belied by the lyrics of that song. It is a deeply serious matter that was not by accident. I appreciate the intentionality and concern of those of you texting. If you want to join our conversation this afternoon, I invite you to do so. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Cam from Appleton noting it was crushing to see The Onion post the school shooting article again last night with a photo using Madison, Wisconsin. I couldn't agree with you more. But let's take some sound from this most recent press conference. Calvin was kind enough to put some of it together. Let's go ahead and take that first cut you got, Cal.
Student reunification with their loved ones could not have happened as swiftly as it did without the assistance of SSM Health Dean Medical Clinic, as well as the Quick Trip. Additionally, many people work well into the night and supported local restaurants and community who came together and provided food and other logistical support for our team. Yesterday, we came together as one team, as one Madison, as one country, and we should feel incredibly proud about our response.
That's Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. Let's listen to the next cut as well. This is from a press conference that concluded just before we went on air at 2 p.m. Let's take a listen.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. That was a mistake. That's my responsibility, and I apologize, and I clarify that today. It did not come from a second grader. It read second grade teacher.
How refreshing. Someone taking responsibility and accountability and offering an apology for a mistake and then correcting the record for misinformation that got out there. That's notable in and of itself. We've got a bit more sound. Let's take the next couple of cuts, Cal, if you don't mind.
We know a document has been widely shared on social media. At this time, we cannot verify its authenticity. We have detectives working today to determine where this document originated and who actually shared it online. At this time, we cannot verify the document. We ask that you not share the document or spread any information that may be false. Our department will provide an update on this document when we can.
And let's go ahead and take the final cut. Again, this is from the press conference. This is Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. That press conference on the fatal shooting, school shooting that occurred yesterday at Abundant Life Christian School. Let's take a listen.
Today, numerous MMSD schools were targeted by false threats, often known as swatting. We're working closely with the Madison Metropolitan School District to determine where these originated and to investigate this call. We do not believe that there are any current threats to any Madison area schools and will continue to investigate these calls and any threats of violence as they come in. Let me be clear on this point. Making false threats is a crime, and we are working with the district attorneys to prosecute these crimes as information is gathered.
That was Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes in statements made at a press conference shortly before we came on air related to the fatal shooting at Abundant Life Christian School yesterday just outside Madison, Wisconsin.
The Veterans Administration does not have the authority to remove constitutional rights now or ever. This body, including my Democrat colleagues, are the only body that are chartered by our Constitution that can change it. You are not. Neither is he. You can't do that. And you're actively, willfully, and knowingly subverting the Constitution of the United States. And that will not stand with this monster. So either you amend the Constitution, which is incredibly difficult on purpose, so you can't willy-nilly change these things. It takes a very deliberative and hard-fought process. We watched the movie Lincoln last night as a body, and it's fantastic. It was a two-month period of time about the ratification of the 13th Amendment, which freed men and helped correct the original sin in this country. And it was 20 Democrats voted for that. And if they had not, it would not have passed. So either you call for the repeal of the Second Amendment or you stop doing this. And you stop doing this. Knock it off. You're subverting the constitutional rights of American citizens, and you don't have that authority. We do. No. That is all I have to say. Yes, sir. Please comment, Mr. Swanson.
I certainly concede that we cannot broadly limit legal access to guns.
Well, then don't.
What we have to do is something more difficult, and that is to figure out who are the people who pose such a high risk of harming themselves or others that it is justified.
Mr. Swanson, you're a clinical psychologist who's been in this field for almost 40 years, and you haven't figured it out yet? Then maybe you should look at a different vocation, sir.
I think we've made a lot of progress on that score, and I think we have
not. Veteran suicide's increasing. That's not true. That is not true. We've spent $19 billion in 2023 on suicide prevention, and suicides are increasing.
Your methodology
has been proven to be bad. And I have no more time, sir. With that, I yield back. Thank you.
I apologize, Mr. Gutenberg, for the length of that clip. But the audacity, the disrespect, and the complete abrogation of any responsibility on Representative Van Orden's part to actually engage in the substantive, nuanced discussion that is the point. How do we help people with mental health issues? And how does that intersect with the Second Amendment? I think is just, I mean, I heard that. And by the way, the video is terrible too, because he's literally wagging his finger. But this is exactly what you're talking about, isn't it, Fred?
So let me address Van Orden. Then let me address the topic. And then let me tell you what we're going to do. First on Van Orden. Having a guy who was in D.C. on January 6th attempting to undermine the democracy, the Constitution, counsel anybody on what the Constitution means, he can go to you know where, okay? He doesn't care about democracy. He doesn't care about the Constitution. If he did, he would not have been there in D.C. on that day prepared to hang Mike Pence. So that's who he is. So I just don't feel like hearing from him any constitutional lessons. That said, I am familiar with the history of this. In fact, I wrote a book called American Carnage. And the history of America is one as a country with gun owners, a Second Amendment, but with respect for safety. In fact, we always pursued safety up until the 80s, when the NRA went through a major shift and they started pursuing guys like Van Orden to implement the policies that would ultimately sell more guns. And that's who he is. That's who he is beholden to. So, but it hasn't always been this way. And when you look at the most recent Supreme Court decision, just a couple of years ago, they overturned in the Bruin case, a law in New York that was over 100 years old. And I mentioned the age of that law because we always pass laws to reduce gun violence until guys like Van Orden came around. So let's be clear on that. As for the policy, it is clear that the work of the past couple of years to reduce gun violence is working. Gun violence isn't just homicides. It is also suicides.
Yes.
In fact, somewhere it used to be two-thirds. It's now less than two-thirds of all gun violence is suicides. But because of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, suicides with a gun are down, homicides are down, and Van Orden is just wrong. So there's a really simple solution to guys like Van Orden. Tell them we don't need them any longer. They can go find some other employment somewhere else and vote. Just freaking vote. We don't in D.C. Listen, one of my closest friends now is one of the original Tea Party guys, former Congressman Joe Walsh, a gun guy who actually can have rational, reasonable conversations with me about guns and agrees with me. We yes. have to do more to keep them yes. out of the hands of those who intend harm to themselves or someone else.
We're going to take care of just a little bit of business. Former Representative Joe Walsh, certainly a friend of this show. We've had him on a few times. I love getting him riled up. I love hearing from you, Mr. Gutenberg. We're going to come back, folks, with Fred Gutenberg, father of Jamie Gutenberg, who died in the Parkland shooting on February 14th, 2018. He is now a common sense gun regulation advocate so that we can reduce gun violence across every single community. Stick with us, folks. Such an important discussion to be had. Derek Van Orden, unfit to serve. We'll be back here on the Civic Media Radio Network after these important messages.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
A child arrived just the other day.